Everybody fine and dandy with the sun shining today? I can call the meeting to order. Resolution 138 is authorizing the cost of the inspection evaluation of a large culvert in for Ulster County at the maximum cost of $200,000, and authorizing the issue of $200,000 bonds at said cost. Move.
I'll move it.
I'll second.
Any discussion? If not, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
140, authorizing design of old other preliminary costs relating to the Hudson Valley Rail Trail West Phase 4 project.
I'll move it.
Second.
Discussion? Discussion on this resolution? If not, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
149, authorize the reconstruction of the Perini's Bridge in for Ulster County, a maximum estimate cost of $240,000, issued $240,000 bonds said county.
I'll move it.
Part of move. Second.
Second.
Discussion. No discussion? Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
151, authorize the purchase for construction and maintenance purposes for the Department of Public Works for the County of Ulster, a maximum estimate cost of $2.79 million, and authorizing the issue of the same amount of bonds to be paid to the cost thereof.
Move it.
Second.
No discussion? All discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
153, the reconstruction of Ulster County Law Enforcement Center and Data Center in and for the County of Ulster, New York, at a maximum estimate cost of $255,000, and authorize the issues of $255,000 in bonds of said county to pay the cost thereof. Moved?
Move it.
Second.
Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
155, creating the Ulster County Corridor Advisory Committee, Ulster County Legislature. Moved by who?
I'll move it.
I'll second.
Discussion? I know there was some information that was requested from last week to this week. Did we get that information? I did not see anything. Did anyone else see anything?
All right.
Did you change the name?
There's some changes.
Well, there's some changes. I don't know if there was information the folks were looking for, unless there's some that I don't remember.
Well, I was just looking for the...
No, the changes are here, and it was just the quorum issue, which was resolved with some changes to the committee.
If I could. One of the changes that was requested by... let me just get to it in my packet here. One of the changes that was requested by Legislator Donaldson is reflected...
In C.
Yeah. Sorry, this is all backwards because it's printed the wrong way, and I'm not used to reading things backwards. C right here, instead of reporting to economic development, tourism, transit, planning, blah, 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 housing, we're reporting straight to the legislature. And to satisfy one of Legislator Donaldson's concerns, it says, set forth proposed next steps in the process of carrying out Ulster County's existing policy regarding the UND corridor or any amendments thereto. And the last amendment that's not in your packet yet, because I wasn't able to talk to Carl until we got here, to solve the quorum issue, Legislator Mayo has graciously agreed to come off, and Legislator Belfilio will be added. And seeing as he's not on the Economic Development Committee, it solves the quorum problems. You want to serve, Jim? Okay.
Right, Ken, I don't want to be, thought of.
I asked and it wasn't considered. So
thought of is just someone who wants to get on there because it runs through.
You were
curious as to how.
Hold on. Time out. Jim has the floor, please. Go on, James.
You've said to me a bunch of times you don't want to serve.
No, but when you made the resolution, you didn't ask people that had... There was no one on this original resolution that has that train going through their district.
That's not true.
Dave was on it?
Okay. Yep, Dave was on it, and John is ex officio.
Okay. Just making a point.
Two-thirds of the corridor goes through John's district.
Okay. One, two, three, four, five, six of them don't.
I don't have a problem adding two more if we want to add Jim and Jeanette. I mean, I think it's, I think the more that folks want to engage in this, the better the process.
Jim's on economic development.
No, we can't.
Yeah, but if you do...
Can't do it.
Still a quorum if he's on.
We could put the whole committee on there, whatever.
It doesn't matter.
I just
the quorum issue is no longer an issue
because
it's reporting directly to the full legislature.
Right.
Well, it's still an issue. It's still an issue for those people to think it's an issue.
And then you're going to
may not be a legal
bring the
issue.
Findings to that committee and then decide to bring them to the legislature. And I thought that was just kind of duplication. And how did we get one committee on this whole panel? So I'll gladly serve. I didn't hear you speak up last week about the makeup of it at all.
I don't think you were listening.
Yeah, he did mention something.
Legislator Maloney did mention it, and we had a big discussion about where Hurley Mountain Road is. I'm fine with adding the both of them. I mean, it doesn't matter at all.
I'm in.
Mr. Maloney, would you like to serve on this committee?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Are you sure?
Are you sure?
Yeah, we would love to have you, Jim.
In fact, that would solve the problem. We'd be able to put Legislator Provenzano on there. I'd be willing to make that amendment right now.
Legislator Maloney, Legislator Mayo was on there and graciously came off.
Hold on, everybody, please. Can we have one conversation at one time?
Just have everybody serve on it.
All right. Thank you very much.
My spot.
Committee of the whole.
Legislator Provenzano, would you like to say something regarding what you just said so everyone can hear you instead of just a select few down there?
Well, if Jim signs on, then I'm able to be a member. Otherwise, I'm not.
Why?
Because I don't hear another Republican coming up.
Well, Mary Beth was taken off by her from what I just heard. I'm sure she'd be graciously would like to stay on
graciously
there.
Graciously taken off.
So,
I don't make the decisions.
All right, would you like to be on there? Or you'd like to be considered to be on there? Let's put it that way.
I don't want to stand in Jeanette's way. I think we should both be happy.
You should ask.
Put us on.
All right, Tracy?
just to the quorum issue, I called Bob Freeman who yesterday. He's not in the office today. He spoke to someone else in the office and talked about the quorum issue as it related to both the committees that have or did before Mary Beth came off and maybe will again had majority sitting on. So as it was explained to me, and they will give us an opinion in writing. They said that the definition of a meeting is where a quorum of the members are gathered to discuss the business of a public body, and for the purpose of the definition of a public body, it's the committee at hand. Where it gets a little questionable in terms of relating to the Economic Development Committee is because economic development sometimes takes up the same issues. What was recommended to me today is that in the instance, if we had a majority of economic development on the committee to get around it, you could just call it, call it a joint committee of economic development and this committee, whether or not the economic development members all were present, if that makes sense. As far as laws and rules, it's a non-issue.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just
but
a
I
title
think
issue?
If there is a majority of economic development on the committee, we might want to notice it as a joint meeting.
Yeah, then if it's a joint meeting and people on the committee don't show up, then they're marked as absent.
So,
Can I
ask a question?
Yes, you may.
Trace, why is it an issue for economic development and a non-issue for laws and rules if we no longer report to the Economic Development Committee?
Because it has to do with the business that you're undertaking, and the business that we'd be undertaking would be the business of this committee.
Okay.
But this committee is undertaking business that sometimes is undertaken by economic development. So it can be a little bit of a gray area. Probably
fair
technically
enough.
It's not. I mean, and probably the opinion from the Committee on Open Government will be that it's not. But
right.
In the instance when it comes close,
right.
You'd have to pull it. But that closeness is harder to navigate than in laws and rules. I mean, as far
fair
as
enough.
Laws and rules, it's a non-issue. So I'm just putting it out there.
Any other discussion on the committee end of it?
Just a logistical question. Should it be a subcommittee?
No.
This is a subcommittee.
It's a advisory committee.
It's not a subcommittee.
It's not a subcommittee.
It's not a subcommittee.
Subcommittees are created by the committee itself. Advisory committees are created by resolution by the legislature.
But my question leans to this committee, or advisory committee, really cannot, they can put out a report, but the legislature does not have to follow it.
Right. Correct.
Right.
Correct.
And make recommendations, none of them have to be followed.
Usually a subcommittee is a subcommittee of a committee. This is a standalone committee advisory.
All right, regarding the members, is there another meeting going on down there we're missing?
No.
Victoria?
I was just asking for what the actual definition of the Economic Development Committee as we adopted said.
Well, it's in our handbook there.
All right,
so what's the pleasure? Would you like to add members to this list of names here?
You have to do it on the floor.
Mary Beth and Jim, rock, paper, scissors on.
I'm going to come to the meeting anyway.
Sorry.
No, Jeanette wants to be on it, so I'll go on. We'll expand it.
Well, Mary Beth was kicked off. And she was originally on there. She was kicked off. And my take is that would you like to come back, Mary Beth?
Whatever you guys want to do, I'm fine.
Well, now that it's wide open,
Jim reminds us that the corridor doesn't go
through
Ireland. We
have a chair in three committees. Whatever, that's what we want to do.
All right, what's the pleasure of the Ways and Means regarding just the members of the committee end of it? Would you like to add two more?
It has to be amended on the floor.
It has to be amended on the floor, but this committee would like to do that, not like to do it? Why? All in favor of adding two members, Ways and Means, yes or no?
Aye.
Anybody against? All right. So on the floor, who's going to make a motion to expand it to two members, which would be Mr. Maloney and Mrs. Provenzano?
Okay.
Legislator Archer and Ronkel will take care of it.
Okay. All right. On the resolution itself, Chris, you had a question on the resolution?
I just had some discussions with legislative staff and one of the sponsors regarding my concerns about the lack of language specificity regarding the $30,000, and my concerns were eased.
Ms. Ronk?
Your concerns were eased because I just want to know, I asked you this question last week.
He
I'll
answered
ask it
his
again.
Own question. You know what the answer is.
What specificity? It's killing me.
Just an extra two or three sentences, that's all.
What two or three sentences?
Talk about unease. How there's specific types of consultants that are going to be hired.
Uneasing concerns.
Sorry, I'm uneasing concerns. I'll leave it alone.
Just saying, anytime you spend taxpayer money, specific language is better than general language. That's all. I'll leave it at that.
Any other discussion? Linda, you called me last week, and I've been thinking about this very hard and long. My first concern is Mr. Ronk.
Yes, sir.
You want to sit at this table, you have to obey the rules of this table. All right.
In her seat.
He's in your seat. Sit on his lap. But anyway, regarding the resolution, I do have some concerns. First of all, one is the financial end of it coming out of contingency. I really have a major problem with money coming out of contingency this early in the year. Secondly, I've my concerns were regarding what I would like to see incorporated into this resolution, the fact that I would like to encompass it to have the real people, the trained people, county executive office, all part of this, and that you do this in a timely manner where it's not going to be the end of November coming out with recommendations, because let's be real, November comes, whoever's going to make this decision is probably going to be a new legislative body. It's going to be after January 1st. And January 1st, who knows if they want to take our recommendations at that time and vote on them. So I think if we could expedite that, move that much closer, and we vote on it, give us a little time before the end of the year to do it, I think that would ease that concern. And I think you could possibly do all this in this time period here. You don't need, we're talking April to November, 7 months to do all this. I think you could do it in a more shorter period of time. So in saying both of those at this point, I still have some reservations about moving forward with this. Mr. Ronk?
Just to address that last, the last comment in particular, I mean, I'll address them in order. I mean, the money, I understand. I don't know if we're going to be able to reconcile that portion of it to your liking, but
find it somewhere else, you could.
Well, We could take it out of the other fees for professional service in the legislature and drain that, and then go into contingency when we need stuff out of there. But you know, it's a contingency now or contingency later. Either way, you're going to the same pot. Number two was the makeup of the committee. It was very important to me, and I believe to Legislator Archer. I'm not sure where Manna landed on this, but she's here. Hey, Manna. The issue of having folks who are not legislators on the committee was a concern, because as a legislative body, we're going to have to make the decision. So I think that the people who are going to have to make the decision are the people who have to come to the decision. I'm not sure that you want a bunch of people who aren't on the body, you know, giving the recommendation to the legislature.
Well, we have the final decision as a legislative body.
I agree.
I mean, you can make any recommendation you like. We have to say yes or no to whatever those recommendations are.
The goal of the committee is to get everybody to the table to talk. But I'm not sure that having... And the executive's office has made it clear over the years that they don't serve on committees with members of the legislative branch. So that's sort of respecting their, you know, their decision on that. And then the third portion of the date... You know, by no later than November 30th doesn't mean that we're going to come to the table with the report on November 30th. It means that it's giving us a wide berth in case things come up.
I understand all that, but the thing is, first of all, the date, I mean, if you go to November, sometime in November, you're going to be busy with budget time, number one. Number two, I mean, if you're making decisions and making recommendations, I think compelled by this legislative body to make those decisions, not to have a new legislative body come in after the first of the year and make decisions, and they're not really adapt or up to speed regarding making those decisions. So I would think if we put a time frame closer to get it done, it would ease that concern very much. Okay. Regarding, like you said, the county exec doesn't want to serve on legislative committees. Well, I mean, this is not legislative executive. This is Ulster County. So there again, you know, everybody that's involved should be part of it, have some recommendations. The majority is going to make recommendations back to the legislative body, and the legislative body is going to make a decision which way to go. Lynn?
Yeah, and I totally respect your point of view. I a couple of things I think are really important in the process as well is that none of what this committee is going to be doing is going to be in a vacuum. We're going to be working with planning. We're going to be working with all of the people that have put plans out there and talked about it from the trail side, from the rail side. It's all about what people are thinking about the use of the corridor. And so it's not going to be in a process where they won't be giving input or sharing the things that they've put together. It's just not sitting at the table, because at the end of the day, it's about, do we change policy that's already in place? Do we modify it based on the information and the drill down and the deeper understanding that we have about all the plans that are there? So it's meant to be inclusive, but we have some work to do as the legislature, and I think this is our responsibility to get it done. And the time frame, sensitive to the time frame, I think speaking to what Legislator Ron said, is to have the presentation. We understand. We'd like to get the group together. We'd like to start to carve out all the elements of what we need to be doing, the reports we want to drill down into. And I think we'll have a better sense once everybody is part of the process, as we input, to come back and say, you know, here's a date we're going to shoot for. But it's an undertaking, and we need to get the right consultant. We need some independent expertise that I think can help facilitate this. So I hear you. I recognize all of the issues, and we're committed to doing it in a timely fashion, as cost-effective as possible. But I think this is an important initiative. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else? No. Vote on 155. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
I'm against. We have no other ones in our packet. Any other? Any business? All new? The same? If not,
what?
Motion to adjourn. Second. All in favor? Aye. Thank you.
It's comforting. Everybody's part of it.